When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We need answers.
They may very well have them, but I doubt they'll give them willingly.
Then we'll subdue them.
Bold. The mask?
We'll take it, but...
But for now, you need to act.
Yes. Is there anywhere we can hide?
There's a tall wardrobe in the corner of the room.
Right.
Arthur, the blinds! Right. It's in front of you. Don't shut it, so I can see. The bathroom is open. The light from it is spilling out into the dark room now, casting a hard shadow on the wall of the room. There is movement. The figure stepped out. Maybe it's a man. I can barely see his face. He's naked from head to toe, In the hard light coming from the bathroom, he seems scarred. His body ripe with bruises and large welts. In certain places, hardened skin, like that of old broken wounds, seem numerous and accented. I can't see his face, but his head is bald and bleeding. Lines of red are drawn from his scalp to his chin as blood has dripped and dried. He's moving slowly as if in a stupor. The light is minimal, but he's keeping it on. He's moved across the room and over to the foot of the bed. Wait, he's looking around. I don't know if he's... Arthur, he's sniffing the air. He's coming this way. Arthur. Now! Arthur, he's broken free. He's running for his suitcase.
Where?
Left. The other left. Fuck. Arthur, he has a knife. Arthur, draw your pistol.
Stop.
A little to our right, Arthur. There.
Drop the knife.
He's not moving.
I will fucking kill you if you don't put that knife down.
He's smiling.
You... Look, all I want are answers. Maybe we can...
He's studying you with an odd elation.
Just help me. Help me understand what the fuck is going on.
He's raising the knife. He's raised it to his own throat.
No! Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
He slit his own throat.
What the fuck? Why?
The veins in his neck broke open like a geyser. He sprayed your pants and a fair portion of the room.
Just give me a second.
Sorry.
What the fuck? Why would he...
Obviously, he felt threatened.
Yes, but to what extent? To go from fighting to...
There may have been more to it. Perhaps the madness of the king was also within him.
That doesn't make me feel any better.
No, I suppose not. Arthur, maybe we should keep moving.
Why?
Why what?
Why what? Why bother? Every time we get a little closer, something pushes us 3 steps back, John. At what point do we...
Are you serious? Arthur, we're sitting next to a pallid mask, a direct connection with the King in Yellow. We have at our feet a presumed devotee of his, all his belongings and a tail around us, and you feel like calling it quits?
I just...
No! Listen to me! We're not going to spin down another hole of self-pity. We've come too close.
All right.
Now get up.
The body.
Ignore the body for now. This room is filled with answers to at least who this man was. Move to your left. There's a small table which he's laid out his suitcase. I want to see if there is anything that reveals who he is. The suitcase is already partially laid out. Oddly neat.
What is in here?
Personal hygiene items. Handkerchief, toothbrush, comb, pomade. There. Near the top, there's a business card.
His?
Possibly. Dr. Daniel Saeed.
Doctor?
Yes.
What the hell happened? Why was he...
Study the evidence.
Right. Mind you, I suppose all of this can be explained away by the origins of a cult.
Meaning?
Well, it doesn't matter, day to day. If you belong to a society like this one, they often manipulate those around them with sociopathic behavior to hide the beliefs from the outside world.
Maybe.
There's not enough to even guess at his motivations.
Head to the bed, behind you. The mask is laying here. It's sitting almost as if being presented on a wooden briefcase. Laying atop what looks to be a robe of sorts. A hooded cloak. Damn.
What?
The mask is covered in blood.
Fuck. Let's wash it off.
Right. Oh.
What?
The bathroom sink is covered in blood and hair.
Why?
It looks like he roughly shaved his head in the sink with a straight razor.
Jesus.
The mask, it holds the same mouthless features as the one I saw back in Ark. It has oval eyes that seem lifeless, and yet the crude-cut corners of the mask's forehead and jawline seem almost brutalist. It looks as though it's made of a thin stone or heavy plaster, I'm not sure.
Does it seem powerful?
No, it seems mundane for the most part, but comforting.
Comforting?
Yes, I don't know why.
Right, well, let's hope it's waterproof. All right. John?
Hmm?
Are you with me?
Yes, just...
You're tracing the lines on the mask's face and eyes.
Right. Let's see if there's anything else out there that can frame all of this.
Right.
Maybe open the window again for more light.
Better?
Better. Wait.
What?
There's a car here now.
A car?
Yes. Out front of the hotel.
Well, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Other than...
Oh my god.
Fuck. Oh my
god. Fuck. God.
Arthur, calm down.
Does the window open? Is there a fire escape?
Yes.
Well then...
Arthur.
What?
This is why we're here. We came to the city to find out more about the cult. Don't go limp on me now.
Right. Right.
We can escape through the window and run away without finding any real answers. Or...
Or don the mask and robe.
Exactly. They're here for the man on the floor. We could hide the body, don the mask and robe, and meet them face to face. Finally getting to the bottom of this. What do you say?
I say that if we ever want a chance to find a way to separate you and I, this is our only shot.
Well then, let's hope it fits. Wait, move the body first.
Oh, right. Where?
Into the bathroom, quickly. All right, now get dressed.
The rats...
Clearly aren't interested in them. Hurry. All right. Head to the mirror. Quickly. There.
Well?
I... Yes. I think this works.
Okay, well. Here goes nothing.
Arthur, there are three men standing at the door, all wearing the same mask that you are. However, all of them are in plain clothes. The two at the back are wearing dull brown suits, slightly frayed at the edges, as if well-worn or old. But the one in the center, right before us, is wearing a smart gray suit. He's studying us. Like a confused animal, his head slightly tilted to one side.
Welcome.
He's holding a hand out to us, Arthur. It's a hard, calloused hand with deep scars along the fingertips running the length of his hand.
Thank you.
He's leaning slightly. He's trying to look over our shoulder into the room. Lean! To block it. The other side. His eyes, Arthur, they're not exactly gray, but they have a deep, unnerving green in them. The pupils are tight and almost non-existent. He's studying every part of your face.
Well then, shall we begin?
They've stepped back and begun down the hall. Follow them! They're walking quietly in a line. They don't seem concerned about the rats. Perhaps they hadn't seen them. They walk with an odd sense of serenity, as if they're on vacation. Not joyous, exactly, but If I didn't know better, I'd assume they were on their way to a party. They're taking us down to the end of the hall where the stairs are. Wait, the lead one is stopping. He's turning to us while the others are continuing downstairs.
This way, Doctor. We're going to do the test first.
Arthur, he's pointing upstairs to the top floor of the hotel. His eyes are dancing between yours, cold and calculating.
Of course.
He started moving again, leading you up the stairs. We're on the top floor now. The hallway goes both ways, but he's turned and is gesturing to the right. He's still leading the way. This hallway is leading towards a suite. Two large double doors are ajar and straight ahead. The man is removing his suit jacket, but his mask is staying on. The doors to the suite are opening. There are another two men, these ones wearing the robes as well as the masks. They've nodded to him and have stepped outside on either side of the doors, giving us the room. He's entered. They're nodding to you too now. I don't know about this, Arthur. The door is straight ahead. They can see you hesitate. Just go inside. This is a suite. It's run down and decrepit. There are...
Have a seat.
He's already sitting across a desk to the left of you. Move quickly. He's gesturing to a seat opposite him. There. Arthur, I think he's waiting for you to do something.
Roll up your sleeve.
Oh, there's a man standing next to us with a needle. He's not wearing a mask, but he does have gloves on. Arthur... He's tilting his head again. The man standing beside you is looking perplexed. Your left arm. They're drawing your blood. The room is warm, but seems to have a few people occupying this space, though none are here now. The desk the man is sitting at is an office desk of sorts. It's dark wood and finished with...
We must be certain.
Certain of what?
Of course.
He's leaning forward and opening a folio on the desk in front of him. The man next to you has just finished drawing a vial of blood from you. He's removed the needle. You may want to stop the bleeding.
A woman lay dead before you. A second woman weeps by a fire. She holds an infant in her arms. She smiles at you and extends her arms out, offering you the infant. Do you take it?
What?
I'm sorry.
Do you take it?
Arthur, Jesus fucking Christ. Say no, just say no.
No, no.
There is no way he could have known that. It is...
A man asks for your help. He explains there are voices in his head that make him do terrible things. He asks if you hear them too. Do you tell him?
Do I tell him what? No, I don't tell him anything.
There's no way he could have known about any of this. The baby, Kellen.
A creature consumed by grief searches the darkness for comfort. Her actions, however, are questionable, and her appearance horrid. Do you kill her?
The island. And the creature beneath, the one you killed with the rock. Arthur, whatever you do, do not...
Yes. I kill her.
Arthur, why? Look, I don't know how he's gotten these questions. He's reading them from the folio in front of him. He's looking at us intently, his eyes searching ours for a sign. It looks like he's done. There is no way he...
Please... Remove your mask.
Arthur, if you remove your mask, he may realize that you are not that doctor. He may...
All right.
Are you sure? He's studying your face, drawing lines around your mouth with his eyes and studying every corner greedily. His eyes flick frantically between yours, as if searching for something. As if searching for... He stood up. He's moving to the door. He's left. Look around for a moment. We're alone now.
The doctor who drew my blood?
Gone.
Well, what the fuck was that about?
I have no idea.
Those questions. How could he have known? They were exactly...
I know. It's as if he's been following us. Following our story.
What does this mean?
I have no idea. Perhaps he...
Did he leave the folio? The one he read the questions from?
Yes.
What are the questions are on it?
None.
And then what about the ones he read? Are there...
No, there are none, Arthur.
What?
There is nothing on this page.
But he wrote...
The page is completely blank.
I don't understand. What paper is this?
It's not paper, it's thick, like leather or hide.
Skin?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ. We have to... Why did he leave? Do you think he recognized us?
I mean, if he knew this much about us, then...
This desk, is there anything on it? Anything else? Was he just making up the questions?
I don't see anything. There are some drawers.
Anything in them?
No. They're empty.
This room, you mentioned it was decrepit, but it's a master suite.
Yes.
And that others have been sleeping here. Are there things still here?
There are cots, along with a master bed. I do see bags near them. If you want to look, let's be quick. He could be back any moment. There. There's one next to you.
Anything?
Nothing of... Wait, yes. There's a wallet here.
Ah.
Money. ID.
For who?
Churchman. Doug.
Any sign of what he does?
No, it's a license for this state, though.
Right.
Let's head back to the desk for when he returns.
We have a hotel, seemingly abandoned, and a cult that seems to have occupied it. They've come from all over, at least this state, and they took my blood. And asking these questions, to whom? Everyone involved?
Maybe. Maybe it's just you they've asked.
Why?
Regardless, I am sure he will be back any minute. Wait, where are you heading?
I want to listen at the door for a moment, see if we can hear anything, sense if anyone is out there.
Fine.
I don't hear anything, do you?
No, I don't hear anything. I wonder if the men are still out there. Wait, let's try the door.
Why?
He didn't say wait, did he?
He didn't say anything.
Just try it.
It's locked.
I thought so.
Well, what the fuck are we supposed to do now?
Let's just wait. Go back and sit down. I doubt they're going to light the hotel on fire. They outnumber us, and if they want us dead, they'll make it happen in easier ways.
Comforting thought, John. Oh, I should put this back on.
Right.
Wait.
What?
He was wearing this mask while he interviewed me.
Yes. Why?
You don't think...
What?
This may be a shot in the dark, but... Is there anything on the page now?
Arthur, yes, there is.
What does this mean? How can...
I don't know, but now it is clear, as if it's always been there.
What does it say?
The questions that he asked are here, including some more.
Like what?
One says, you awaken on a beach near the water, a severed head lay. It speaks to you, Jesus, Arthur. Another says, you arrive at a hotel. You can enter through the chained back door. God.
What the fuck?
I have no idea. There is no way to... Wait.
What?
Arthur, this isn't just about what has happened.
What do you mean?
You exit a master suite to a darkened hotel hallway. It is empty and devoid of life. A creature stalks the hotel, searching for you. The basement is your only salvation, but it is hungry for your flesh. Do you hide?
Creature?
Arthur.
John.
We need to hide.
Hold on. It says you exit the master suite.
Meaning we have to leave first.
But it says hide.
We need to get to the basement.
You want to go out there? Hide now, while we can.
Look, I don't know why this man or this organization seems to know everything about us or what we've done. But it's all right here on the page.
But all of these are choices. None of the results of those choices are laid out, Arthur.
No, we need to stay the path.
Stay the path? Are you listening to yourself? What chance do we have if you think we have no say in any of this?
What do you mean?
I mean, if this cult knows what happens next, fuck them.
No. I can't chance it.
Way to be your own person, Arthur.
Fuck you. I'm keeping us alive.
You're being a puppet and you don't even see it.
Where's the door?
Same place as it was previous.
Fuck off. Stop being such a petulant child and help me keep us alive.
It's to your right.
It sounds like...
I don't know. Nothing I've ever heard. How do you plan on making this work?
I don't know. Move very slowly.
Good luck. The hallway is darker than I remember. The sun reaches the room behind us, but here in the hallway, it seems more claustrophobic.
Do you see anything?
Nothing immediately jumps out, no. There is some debris down the hall, some torn carpet, a card on its side, some building supplies.
Is there any way to the basement that you can see?
Besides the main stairs that we came up? No.
Where did the sound come from?
It sounded like it was down the hall.
But you don't see...
Wait. I think I do see something moving. It's just before the stairwell. Maybe at it. It's obscured by some old building equipment, pipes and whatnot, but I see it moving ever so slightly as if it's maybe eating something. I can only see the rise and fall of its back.
What does it look like?
It's difficult in the dim light, but it looks like gray skin, wrinkled, piled up almost.
Let's move quietly. See how far we can get.
You don't want to hide?
Where? Are there any rooms open?
Not before the stairs, no.
Well then, perhaps we need to hide farther down. Just let me know when we're close.
You're approaching the cart.
That sound, it feels... familiar.
Arthur, you're getting close. Wait!
What the fuck did I just trip on?
I don't know. A wire. Someone has strung a wire across the hall.
Did it spot us?
No. It seems fixated on whatever is behind the debris. Like I said, it might be eating.
Well, we need to pass it.
Head wide to the right.
Wait. I do know that sound.
No, but... Arthur! Arthur, you're almost on it. It's just at the stairs.
Yes, can you see it?
No, I... A little higher.
Well...
I think it's a deer.
A deer? Yes, I thought it sounded like...
But it's wrapped up in a gray... I don't know how to describe it. A wire?
A metal wire. Like what I tripped over. Maybe it was called...
No, neither were metal. More organic, like... Like webbing.
Webbing?
Yes. Like a spider.
Wait.
Arthur! It's behind us! Move!
What the fuck
is... It is a massive black and violet spider. It was just above the stairwell, perched as if...
As if waiting.
Run! Arthur, get up.
My foot. It's caught.
It's another web, Arthur.
I'm trying.
This spider is massive. Its long, spindly legs fill almost the entire hallway. It bends them up in unnatural fashion as it squeezes its bloated, sickly purple and black torso towards us, stabbing at the walls with each step.
You're not helping, John!
Its legs, they're covered in polyp-like growths which branch off of it, tumor-like and violet. Its mouth is filled with hanging tentacle-like feelers that writhe as they taste the air for us.
Shut up, John, and fucking help me! Ugh.
There, rip it. That, your robe is caught. Rip! Quickly, there are double doors ahead, glass doors. The spider's size is making it difficult to follow speedily, but it's coming. This looks like it may lead to a conference room. Quickly!
Please be open.
It's right on us.
Yes!
It's wedged one of its legs in the door. Arthur, push! Keep holding, Arthur. Keep holding. Now! Shut it!
We need to move.
We need to hide.
Right. Where?
This room is filled with a large table and stacked chairs.
Is there any room under the table?
Yes, but they're pretty open. You could stack chairs...
What else?
I don't know. There looks to be a back room. Arthur, it is going to break down the door in seconds. Move! Follow the wall. There.
What's in here?
It's some dishware, an empty hamper, a laundry chute.
A laundry chute?
Yes.
Could we fit?
I think so. Arthur, the door!
Guide me to the table so we can hide.
Left. Crouch. Lay on your stomach. This creature, it moves about the room with intellect, searching with its many eyes for us. Its feet drive into the plaster walls, leaving chips on the floor. Its engorged abdomen is covered in hard black spikes, and the wet greasy hairs on its head seem to move as if feeling the air. It's almost upon us now. Hold your breath. Underneath, just below its sternum, there's a red strip of flesh. Everything else is covered in chitinous black and purple armor, but for what it's worth, that looks to be a weak spot. It's backing away now, moving toward the back of the room. Arthur, we have a clear shot towards the stairwell. We could run and take the stairs. However, we could also try to navigate around this creature and head for that laundry shed. Which should we try?
The laundry chute.
All right. Listen to me and stay low. There's a broken piece of wood beside us. Grab it. Quietly. Start to move. Now. Crawl out but stay low. Moving to your right as you do. Okay, stop. All right, throw the wood to your left in a high arc, and then hug the wall, moving along it quickly to the door. The chute is on your left once you've entered. Ready? Now! To the left! In, Arthur! Get in!
What's happened?
we reached the bottom?
We're stuck.
Where?
I don't know, but we didn't fall very far. Maybe only a floor or two.
Do you see a way out?
I'm as blind as you in the darkness, Arthur.
Better now?
Yes. It looks like the chute below us is plugged.
With what?
Clothes? I don't know, Arthur.
Is the spider following?
I don't see how it could.
Well, that'll buy us some time. We can't crawl all the way back up.
No, but luckily I see another chute just a little ways above us. You'll need to climb up a little bit.
Straight up?
Yes. You can do this, Arthur.
And I thought the caves were claustrophobic.
Save your breath.
Are we almost there?
Just a little farther. There.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, we're not in the basement.
No, but is there any sign of where we are?
Again, it's far too dark in here. Strike the lighter again. We're in another linen room. Only this one is in far worse estate.
Worse? How?
It looks like it's been tossed, maybe.
As if someone was searching for something.
In a way. Maybe someone just wanted to make a mess of things.
Where the fuck did that spider come from? When we first came through the hotel, it was nowhere to be seen.
Doesn't mean it wasn't here.
I don't see how that's possible. The other people were...
I don't think you fully understand what you're dealing with here.
What do you mean?
These creatures, the rats, the spider, they're not from this world, Arthur.
Well, I assumed that much. Are they from the Dark World?
No. Some, perhaps, I've seen before, but as I said, nothing comes back from the Dark World.
Until you. So where do these come from?
I don't know. Something in this town has soured. There's a thinning between worlds, a bridge between realities that shouldn't exist.
I dread what kind of nightmares exist in that reality.
We need to tread carefully. That spider was clever. It had a cold intellect about it.
Where did everyone go all of a sudden? I don't understand why one minute we're in a room with three men and then suddenly only that monstrous thing roams the halls.
Perhaps they let it out.
Why?
The motivations of this cult are anything but understandable at this point. Let's just focus on surviving.
And getting to the basement.
Sure. There's no light anywhere, so move slowly and keep the flame lit. There. The door is beside you.
Where are we now?
I think we're in a hallway again, only there's still no light. I can only see as far as the lighter reveals.
So you can't see the walls?
No, which is why I'm guessing. Maybe bring the lighter out farther. Move slowly.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear anything. Maybe move to a wall. I'm starting to think this isn't the hallway.
Well?
It's worn. The wallpaper is peeling. Maybe try by your feet. There. There's a piece of cloth and a broken piece of wood. I think you can fashion a sort of torch. It will give us a better view, at least.
Right. Once we have a bit more light, the basement...
Why are you so hell-bent on heading to the basement?
Didn't you read what the paper said? The basement is...
Arthur, why are you following something written on paper? I don't understand why you believe you have no free will in this.
I do. We do. I just...
Just what?
There must be something bigger than you and I. How do you explain all that has transpired? How does it make sense otherwise?
Arthur, early on, I told you that trying to apply reason to what is happening is only going to lead you to madness.
Well, seeing as we are trapped in a hotel by a monstrous spider, I'd say madness has found us. There. Done. More light? John? Can you see now? John?
We need to move.
Why? What is...
This is its home.
What's home?
Desiccated corpses line the walls, Arthur.
What?
Webbing is strung from wall to wall. Bones litter the floor. The gaunt faces of animals and humans, drained of all life, dot the gray web-covered walls. This is a tomb. Lift your leg high and take a big step forward. That far, yes. Move quickly, but listen for when I say stop.
I don't hear the spider anymore. Maybe it's given up.
No. I think it's hunting. Arthur, kill the torch. I see the dim light of the stairwell. It's covered in webs, but... Wait.
What?
I see it. It's crawling its way across the ceiling. It hasn't seen us yet. Arthur, don't breathe. It moves slowly as if trying to catch us off guard. It's tasting the air. Arthur, move. Slowly. Don't run. The stairs are to your left. Head down them, quickly. Keep going.
Is it?
I think it's behind us, yes.
Jesus.
This is the ground floor. Beside you is the door leading to the basement. But...
But what?
Arthur, we can also leave. The back door is still open. It's just around the corner.
Now? You want to give in now?
Something about this place, these people, this creature. I want answers, the same as you, but...
But what, John?
At what cost? If finding these answers means...
It means we get our lives back. It means...
Does it, though? Let's say we get answers. Let's say we get a book that separates us. What then, Arthur? Where do I go?
Why are you suddenly saying this? Hours ago, you...
Hours ago, I wasn't reading your story laid out before us on a piece of paper, as if we were pawns.
Why does that matter?
It matters because I don't know who I am.
I don't...
Arthur... I want you to really listen to me now. Have you considered the possibility that I may take this body from you if I have the chance?
Would you?
I don't know. There are things I remember about this world, about the dark world, and about more things that don't make me feel like I was on the right side of this.
Why are you telling me this, then?
I don't know.
I think you do know. I think it's because, regardless of what you are or where you've come from, you've changed. Maybe it was that time in the hospital. Maybe it was seeing some of the truths of our world. Maybe it was just seeing things through my eyes, but I've come to trust you, John. And I haven't said that enough.
Do you?
Yes. And I trust that you wouldn't abandon me. Even if what we find out reveals a truth about you that challenges that feeling. I trust you.
You shouldn't. It'll be the death of you, Arthur. We should leave right now and never come back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.